Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the 49th episode of Indire Broadcast. I'm Ivan Poško.
And I'm Franka Štrkalj, and you're listening to the radio student from Zagreb, Croatia. Today we're presenting you some fresh tunes from Croatian independent scene. You will hear an interview with an experienced member of several different alternative bands, Toni Starešinić, a song from the latest album Najzust by one of the underground scene leaders, Sen, and some new names on the scene such as Kotni Vrag and Panakota. So let's start with the first band called Paul the Walrus.
Thank you.
are starting today's show with a local band from Zagreb, Paul the Walrus, and we just heard the song House by the Sea from their first LP, which is called Santa Claus, which was released late last year on the 25th of November. They have previously released two EPs, Dolphin and Whale Watching Parts 1 and 2. And today with us in the studio we have Borna Mijolović, frontman and main songwriter. Borna, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Hello, hello. So could you please introduce yourself and your bandmates?
Yes, yes. So my name is Borna, obviously, and my bandmates are on the bass Miro Kadijević, on the drums Martin Trgovec-Grave, a man with two last names, and on the synth is Ivan Lovic. And that's it, the four of us.
Just the four of you. So, well, should we just jump right in?
Yes.
I will ask you, does it flatter you that some Croatian music critics refer to Paul the Walrus as East European Beatles?
No, that's pretty good. I like that. I really like the Beatles, so it's okay.
So you think that the reference stands? It's not just band name?
It's a fair reference.
So how did you come up with the name for the album?
For the album? I still have a day job because I have to. So my day job is audio producer. I edit podcasts. So in one of those episodes, I do some kind of tax episodes, accounting and stuff, and somebody mentioned Sunset Clause, so it sounded kind of catchy. I looked up what it meant and just put the, name of the album.
And what does it mean, Sunset Clause? It's like...
It means that... Sunset Clause means that... So it's a clause that you add to the contract, and Sunset Clause in itself has the end date of the contract. So it doesn't matter what the contract says, the Sunset Clause defines it. It nullifies the contract, basically.
Yes. So that's it. So your album nullifies the whole creation scene.
It's the end of everything.
It's the end of music.
It's the end of music.
Yeah. And how about the name of the band? I mean, it's obviously a reference to the Beatles, but is there some other story behind it?
You mean it's stolen from the Beatles? Yes, it is. Paul the Walrus is usually my in-game nickname for games like Call of Duty and stuff like that.
Oh, so... our listeners from other countries, if you ever run into Paul the Walrus on your game servers, you know who you are playing against.
Yeah, if you have some toxic Call of Duty gamers, yes, feel free to say hello.
okay, so how did you feel about producing and mixing your first two EPs? And did you do the same for your new album, or was it produced and mixed by somebody else?
No. I did the whole album. I didn't mix the first EP, but I did the master and everything else. And I don't know, it's just the way that I work. It is hard and time-consuming, but it's kind of, I don't know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I like producing and, making songs and recording them and doing the whole thing in one batch all by myself.
Yeah, I imagine it improves your other music skills as well.
Yeah, it does, because I didn't play the synth before this album, but I kind of, learned into it, the synth and the whole strings arrangement and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very nice. But could you tell us what was your favorite gig, and how long does the band exist?
Right.
Yeah,
has been active. The band is, let's say, active 4 years, but there was 2 years of COVID, so I don't know if you can count that. We didn't have any gigs or release anything because it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know, favorite gig. We had a good gig in music this year. Mm-hmm. Or was it last year?
It was maybe the last in music.
The last one.
The last one that will ever happen, because...
Ever happen, probably.
It's ending, it won't be on the same location, but we don't know if there will ever be another in music, so...
We'll see next year, who knows.
Maybe the Sunset Clause was meant for the in music festival.
In music, yeah. I don't know, I hope it repeats itself in music next year. We had some good gigs in Hungary. We had a few of them there. I don't know. Well, we like club gigs.
So, I mean, kind of thing. We do hope that people from 8 different European countries will hear your new album and maybe invite you for a larger tour. But we were talking earlier about you have some sort of a smaller tour in mind this year. Could you tell us more about it?
Yes. We are planning something for the summer, so we'll see how that turns out, because I'm booking the whole thing myself. But it's going pretty good, so we'll see. Summer and maybe fall, something like that. It's still in the making, so I'm still, you know, connecting places and stuff.
Please follow Paul De Wolers on social media platforms like Facebook.
Facebook, Insta, everything.
So maybe you will see the name of your town on the tour date. So for the end of this short interview, could you please announce the next two songs that our listeners will be listening to?
The next two songs will be About Me, which is a kind of disco song, and Apple Tree.
I do hope that everybody will enjoy them. Thank you, Borna, for speaking to us, and I wish you all the luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you, my God.
Bye.
Bye-bye. From this day.
Blue. line of the sheer mouth. Oh, apples, they can count, their heads start spinning. I can see in the eyes, they don't perceive the size, and they start grinning. No more counting and throwing, I'm a fun.
This was Paul the Walrus, and the next band we're listening is called Sen. It will be a song from their last year's album Naizust. The band is led by Ivan Ščapec on vocals and guitars, together with Dimitri Petrovic on drums and Vatroslav Živković on bass and samples. The music of Sen can be described as alternative punk, but on this latest album they decided to play with some trip-hop rhythms through the use of samples and electronics. One of their main characteristics is great use of the musicality of Croatian language itself, so even if you don't understand the subtle but strong messages of the songs, you can hear the music of the words the author is using. The song we are listening is called Riječ, which in Croatian means a word. Enjoy. Lik kupa se u bačvi, se kotrlja,
The next band we will hear is Skotni Vrag, which in literal translation would mean Pregnant Devil. They released their first album in April last year, named also Skotni Vrag. The album itself is a mixture of genres, but the prevailing atmosphere could be described as psychedelic and progressive, with ever-changing tempo and dynamic. The use of vocal filters and spoken word pleasantly intermixes with moments of harshness and anger, while their lyrics are usually a form of clever critique of contemporary social problems. The song that we picked out is called Bill Gates, and it playfully deals with the paradox of a stereotypical anti-vaxxer who on one hand refuses to get vaccinated out of fear of surveillance by Bill Gates himself, and on the other hand enjoys sharing every bit of his personal life on social media platforms. Enjoy Skotni Vrag, Bill Gates.
Most famous names on Croatian alternative scene is definitely a keyboardist and composer Toni Starešinić. Among many of his projects, the band Chuj is probably the most famous one, but today we decided to present you his new band called Zmaj Orkostar. Their first album, Escape, was released in December, and we will hear a tune from it called One-Eyed Creature. After that, Toni will tell us more about this layered instrumental album, but also he will explain the origin of the interesting name of the band and the storyline that the album follows. So, hello, Tony, and welcome to the Indire show, this week hosted by a radio student from Zagreb. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. First time on interview on English, so it's very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also exciting for us, so we don't have much time, so let's start immediately.
Okay.
I would say that you're one of the busiest members of the Croatian alternative scene, and we can say that the range of your project really is among the widest ones, since we can meet you in the small jazz bars, nightclubs with electronic music, but also in the concert halls and theaters. So today you are representing your newest project called Zmaj Orkostar and your freshly published album Escape.
Yeah, it's like a new band. Zmaj is a shortcut for Zoran Majstorovic, mm-hmm. and Zmaj on Croatian means dragon. And Orko is like shortcut for a drummer, Borko Rupena, and Orko is a wizard, if you remember the old cartoon Masters of the Universe. We all grew up on that. And the star is also shortcut for my last name, Tony Starešinić. So we play like improvisational music. We found ourselves together like on totally improvisational sets, jamming places, jamming clubs. And so we found that we have a good chemistry, everything just fitted together right away. And then we decided to go to record the album on the same way. And we booked a studio for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then we went to studio and just play what happens in the studio. It stays in the studio. And we're a little bit overdubbing at home. That's the album you're listening.
Great. And you just mentioned that the name of the band is made from the parts of your names, but in the way that it forms Croatian words connected to mythology and the fantastic creatures. And were they an inspiration for other than just the band name? Because we know that you're really passionate about fantasy and SF, let's say, in general.
Yeah, I like very much SF. And there was one question with the star. Should I put it like Stark, like Anthony Stark? Then it's like maybe something corporate, so it left the star. Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's inspirational. The whole list of the songs like is one journey which is inspired from Greek mythology, and in the end it goes to Stardust, to the space. So it's connection between the old stories and the new ones.
So can you tell us more about that storyline that follows the whole album?
Yeah, the album is called Escape, and the picture from the illustration of the album, it's about escape. You know, you can see the dragons and the robots that are coming to the village and destroying it, and we are escaping from that village. So the first song is called Escape from the Hamlet. Hamlet is like a small village on English. And then we find the boat, and the second song is Dance of the Sailors. So we went on a trip with the boat, with the sailors. And then there is also the next one, one-eyed creature. It is like Kyklop from the Greek mythology. And then goes Eol's bag of winds. It's also from the Greek mythology. Those winds pushed us to the well of youth when we found the power of change. But nothing happened, so we found salvation in oblivion. And then we ended up on a rhythm of wine and satyr. And then when we all got drunk, we go to pursuit of the Perseids. And then we burn in space. And the last song is Into Stardust, We Shall Return.
Awesome. It's a saga. It's my Orkostar saga. Great. So since we already mentioned you are part of many musical projects and many bands, which characteristics of your music are always present in each and every one of your projects? And is there something in the sound of Zmaj Orkostar that makes it a bit different from other stuff you do?
Yeah, playing with lots of jazz, fusion, progressive rock, electronics, because I'm a keyboard player, so I mean, those instruments are especially connected with that kind of music, you know, from Emerson Lake Palmer to today, Medeski, Martin & Wood. And usually on the most of my albums, there is no guitars. So there's a special sound with the drum, bass and the keyboards. And this is the first album from a long time ago that I recorded with a guitar player, Zoran Majstorovic, who plays many guitars. He also plays worldwide instruments. World music instruments, ethno music instruments, So this album is like combination of the fusion, progressive rock, even funk, and those ethno moments and world music moments.
And in your music, I would say that the moment of freedom and playfulness is always emphasized, and I think it's wonderful. So I want to know, did it always come naturally from the beginning of your career, or is it maybe a result of experience and getting to know yourself as an artist more and more with years on scene?
Well, I mean, the music that I like the most is that kind of music. I think I felt it the first time I heard it as a kid. You know, the first songs, recordings of Herbie Hancock, Billy Cobham, Infusion, Jazz, those kind of stuff. And it just, when you feel it, it stays with you all the time. I'm the guy that never likes to practice much, so the game is always better option.
That's nice. But do you think it's important? I mean, if you don't practice, you don't really sound like the guy who doesn't practice, because you really show us some skill on the scene every time.
Yeah, but I mean, I went to basic music school, but later I gave up because I didn't like to practice. But now I'm a little bit sorry for that, because I know I could play much, much better. Yeah.
I wouldn't comment on that. So since this is a show that has the goal of representing the independent scene of each and every city and country, I would like to hear your opinion on the Croatian independent scene right now.
Well, yeah, Croatian independent scene is maybe in the last 10 years the best we ever had. It's many talented musicians, and the production of albums is great. I mean, the production of the album that came out each year is magnificent, but the problem is also the places to play the music, to present the music live. So we mostly depend on Zagreb and what's happening in Zagreb, but the rest of Croatia is not following that direction.
And is there some place that you would mention in Zagreb that is maybe one of the most important to independent artists, or is there any of your favorite ones?
We played in almost every place, Močvara, Kset, Tvornica, in the bigger ones like Bugalu, and now you have Peti Kupe, so the whole scene is actually in Zagreb, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe Šibenik is waking up, so you can find there also good bands, and the places like Azimut and the Mihoil Fortress and Kuća Arsenov's House, which are supporting that kind of music. I mean, Pula was also known as a great rock punk city, and they used to play there, but now the places are going easily one by one going down. Rijeka also was like a rock and roll city, but there is also not a happy situation. So I mean, yeah, Zagreb and Šibenik is now like the second place to be.
And since we're sadly losing our time for the end of this show, do you have maybe some message for our international listeners?
Yeah, you need to check Croatian bands. I think you will find really great music. If you like fusion, if you like electronic music, hip-hop, alternative rock, the scene is amazing. And we all have a problem to present it in the world, because it's really very hard to live from the music, and usually most of the guys are working somewhere else, so it's really tough to go and play out. We hope that this new project, We Move Croatia, will help on presenting our music to the rest of the world. So, but you can find everything on YouTube, on all these digital services, so check out.
Great, thank you very much. Now we're going to hear The Power of Change that you already mentioned for your new album, Escape. And thank you, Tony, again for this interview, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. I hope this was like this first, my English interview is okay. I hope the people will understand what I said.
I'm sure they will. Thank you again, and see you.
Thank you.
And with the power of change by Zmaj Orkustar, we came to the end of the 49th episode of the Indire broadcast.
We would like to thank to all the artists who participated in this show, and we hope you liked this selection made by the two of us, Ivan Poško and Franka Štrkalj from Radio Student from Zagreb, Croatia.
Special greetings to our listeners from Slovenia, Austria, Germany, Hungary, Ireland, France and Spain, and we are hoping you will continue to discover Croatian independent scene even after this show.
In Croatia, we would say šećer dolazi na kraju, which means sugar comes in the end, so we prepared a dessert for your ears. It's a new band from Zagreb called Panakota, and we will hear their second ever released song, Vodenjak, a Croatian word for Aquarius, since it's announcing their EP inspired by zodiac signs. Some shoegazy alternative pop mystical sounds for goodbye and kisses from Zagreb.
Bye!
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Hello people, Anton here from Zagreb, Croatia. I have a new solo project called Idem, and you're listening to my first single, Šteta, 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 which translates to Too Bad, Too Bad, Too Bad. Don't be sad, and have a nice day. Bye!
Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.